The Chora of Rav Psula. Talking now about Mrs. Shaira. Spread the Gemara, Michael Mashkelon. What are you telling me now? The Yarina Doifin Akuma, that we say Doifin Akuma, where this platform is the middle of the Sukkah. And all three walls are Lamala Mechof. Still, we say if the walls are less than Dal Damas away from the platform, it's kosher. Why? Because you say Doifin Akuma. Spread the Gemara, Hainu Hach. We already learned it already before. We had that's the case of the Itzibor, where the Itzibor was on the side, and it reached one wall, that we said for the third wall, it's kosher, because we said Doifin Akuma. So you already told me that you said Doifin Akuma by Sukkah. What's the chiluk between the second picture here, where the platform was on the right side, or in our case now that the platform is in the middle? What's the difference? In both places, you have to come on to Doifin Akuma. So Mar said, yes, there's a chiddush here. Mal the time, I would think like this. Doifin Akuma Meruach Achas Amrinin. We only say Doifin Akuma from one wall, one side. Like this second picture here, where you build the platform on the right side of the Sukkah. So the only problem is you're missing the third wall on the left side. So I would think for one wall, I say Doifin Akuma, that's true. Avo Kol Ruach Ruach Lai. But here we have the platform right smack in the middle of your Sukkah. It's not near any wall at all. Like Mamash, in the middle of the room here, you make the platform. So all the three walls on the side are Lamala Mechof. So I would have thought that the three walls really are puzzle. The only way you can make a kosher, if you say Doifin Akuma, all three walls, you say it goes up to the roof, to the tzach, and it becomes part of the Doifin, mamish to the middle of the room where you have the platform. So I would think maybe on all four sides or three sides, you don't say Doifin Akuma. Only in the first picture where it's Doifin Akuma for the third wall, you say it. But maybe for all three walls, you don't say it. Kamash Mlun. That's the second chiddush you know. Even if you have the platform right smack in the middle of the Sukkah, and you have to come on to Doifin Akuma for all three sides of the wall, all three walls, still you're allowed to say Doifin Akuma. That's the Chiddush here. So the Rishonim Mesa the Kasha the Mitzvah, the Chura, this Yisrael that you say Doifin Akuma on all four walls, we learned already. That was the case before by Bayish and Nifchas, Vestichach Agabov. Our Girsa, they had the Girsa, Bayish and Nifchas B'Yamsiusa, they had a Girsa. That the house, like the roof, caved in the middle. So the middle of the roof caved in. Still we say if the hole in the middle is less than Dal Damas away from the four walls, then you're allowed to put Tzchach in the middle of the hole there, and there's a Kosher Sukkah. Why is it a Kosher Sukkah? Because we say Doifin Akuma. We say all three walls on the side, it goes up, since it's that less than Dal Damas away from the hole, we say it goes up, and that first part of the roof is part of the wall, and you say Doifin Akuma on all three sides to make the Sukkah Kosher. So what does the Gemara say now? Why we think you only say Doifin Akuma on one side, not on three sides? We already learned before that a bayish and nifchas you say on all three sides. So the Ritzvah answers that's different. Over there by the bayis, really like the Mor said before, Svarim, the walls of the bayis is roy to be a wall of a sukkah. The wall by itself is not 20 yamas tall. The only concern was you had a little roof on top. So where the walls itself are roy to be walls, then you say avada doifin akuma on all three sides. But here the chiddush is that all three sides the walls are more than 20 yamas high. So on all three sides, the walls are not right to be a doifin. And also, you have to say doifin akuma on all three sides. That I would think you wouldn't say. Like either one by itself, you would say. When you have only a sarn of one wall, like here the third wall, even though it's more than 20 yamas high, you say doifin akuma. Even though that wall by itself is puzzle, you say doifin akuma. Where you have the house, and all three walls are kosher walls, really, they're less than 20 yamas tall, then also I say doifin akuma for all three walls. But here I have two chasroinis. Zai, all three walls are more than 20 yamas high, so by themselves they're not kosher for wool. Plus you have to say Doifin Akuma on all three sides, maybe you don't say it. That's the chmashron of the Gemara know. That even though you have two chasroinis, Zai, the walls are more than 20 yamas tall, and you have to say on all three sides, still the lachr is we say Doifin Akuma, and the sukkah is kosher in the middle. Where you have yeschach in the middle, above the platform, that's where it's kosher. Right. Let's say your sukkah, the tzchach, was less than 10 tefachim above the ground. So that's possible. The Mishnah said it's only kosher if it is at least a chalala, a space of 10 tefachim between the floor and the tzchach. Let's say you only have 9 tefachim. Now you want to make a kosher, the chokak bo kadeh lashlimai. So what do you do in the middle of your sukkah now? You dig a hole like to make it that if you stand inside the hole, there'll be 10 tefachim from the floor of that hole until the sukkah. So that's the chokak bo. You hollow out a hole there. Kadeh lashlimai yasara. In order to make it that from the bottom of that hole, there's 10 tefachim to the tzchach. So it depends. So avada, you have to hollow out the size of at least 7 by 7. You have to make a kosher sukkah there. Now, im yesh mi svas chakak, If we say from where you hollowed out in the middle of the sukkah, your hole, if from the end of the hole until the real wall of the sukkah, there's gimel tfachim, that you can't say loved, then we say psula. Because even though true, in the middle of the sukkah you have a hole that's you tfachim high, but what does that got to do with the sukkah? Sukkah needs walls. You have to look by the wall. Since by the wall it's only 9 tfachim off the ground, so it's a pasla sukkah. Only if the wall is less than gimel tfachim away from the hole, then it's kosher. Let's say the hole, like Mamash, you have the sukkah here, and you dig a hole in the middle here. So from the end of the hole until the wall, there's less than gimel tfachim, that's the side of lovud. Anytime something is away, less than 3 tfachim away, we say it's Mamash like attached. So it's Mamash as if the wall is considered right above the hole. So tfachim mishloisha tfachim is ksheva. That's just tfachim mishloisha is kalovid. It's considered attached. Halach l'moshim sinai. We consider as if the whole mamas reaches the wall. Lovid Rashi says a sniff, it's like a branch. In other words, it's like one attachment. Anything within 3 tvachim is attached one to the other. So if the hole is less than 3 tvachim away from the real wall, we look as if that real wall is attached to the hole, and therefore you start counting the avir from the bottom of the hole. Since from the bottom of the hole there's an avir space of yud tvachim, the sukkah is kosher. For the Gemara now, Kashem, my shino hosam the amrinon the amrit pachas mi arbamis. How can you tell me before when the wall was too high and you had to build a platform? Then we say as long as it's less than dal damas away from the wall, it's kosher. Now the side of daifin akuma, we say even though it's away, as long as it's not a complete dal damas away. Or my shino, what's the difference here? The amrit chusa. Here you're telling me when you dig the hole on the floor, the hole has to be less than 3 tefachim away from the wall. You have to say lovin. But if it's more than 3 tefachim away from the wall, it's puzzle. Why? Why don't you say daifin akum here also? Why don't we say as long as the wall is less than 4 amas away, it can be attached to the hole? Just like you say above, daifin akum alamala, we look as if the wall becomes crooked and it becomes the top part of the roof. It's part of the wall. Say the same thing on the bottom also. Let's say the wall becomes crooked and the floor, the first part of the floor is part of the wall. So where does the wall end? Right by the hole. So you have yutzvachim. Why don't you say on the bottom also daifin akuma? The Gemara says poshid. Hosom the yistila daifin. Over there we're talking about the wall of Meister is a tall wall. Now a daifin, in Hilchas daifin mechitza, the wall has to at least be yutzvachim. Every mechitza has to be yutzvachim tall. Once you have a gate, yutzvachim tall, it's called a mechitza. No matter how high it is, it's still called a mechitza. But if the gate is less than yutzvachim high, it's not called a mechitza. So the side of daifin akum is set on a daifin. If you have a wall already, we have a right to take that wall and look as if it's crooked. Bend over the wall. But it's only if you have a wall, you have to have a shei mechitza. Mashenkin over here that the wall itself is less than yutzvachim high. It's only 9 tvachim off the ground. That's not called a wall at all. It's not called a daifin yet. No, you want to go make it into a wall now. You want to go a hollow out in the middle next to it, a hole, that look at the, it be, put the two together. Put the 9 tvachim of the wall, it's not called a mechitza yet, but you want to add that with the hole to make it a mechitza. So to make something into a daifin, that we don't say daifin akuma. Daifin akuma was only said when you already have a wall, now you can take that wall and crooked, make it crooked. But you can't make the wall crooked here. You want to take these 9 tvachim and make it crooked with the floor to make it into a wall, that you don't say. Daifin akuma can't make something into a wall. You need lovet to make it into a wall. And lovet is only less than 3 tvachim. That's my third. Some Yisla Daifin before we're talking about, you had a good mechitza. The problem there was it was too tall. It was more than 20 amas tall. But it's called a daifin. Mele we say, Pachas meyar ba'amisagi. Mashenken, there we say daifin akuma. If it's less than 4 amas away, you have a right to say daifin akuma. Obhocha, here the case is where the wall was only 9 tvachim tall. It's not called a mechitza. Hocha leshavi le daifin. Here you want to go and make it into a wall. Pachas mishlasha tvachim in. Eloi loi, if it's less than gimel tefachim away, you say lovud, that's like a sniff, like it's attached, like it's a branch, it's attached, it's good. Once it's more than gimel tefachim away, it's not called attached. Lamais, you don't have a mechitza here. 9 tefachim is not called a mechitza. So if it's not called a mechitza, you don't have the lachas of daifin akuma. Right. Hoiso gevoyo meyeskim ama. Again, yad a sukkah that the schach was more than 20 amas above. Obona bo omud. Now, in the middle of the sukkah, you build a platform, an omud. An omud means like a block, a box. Shehu gavoya asara tefachim. That this omud, this platform now, is mamish 10 tefachim tall. That's what you build there. Shehu gavoya asara tefachim. V'yesh boi hechsh sukkah. Now, this block itself, this platform itself, is mamish 7 by 7. Again, Rashi says here, shevu mashu or shevu mashu. This platform in the middle of the sukkah, in the middle of the sukkah, is 7 and a little bit, and it's tall, 10 tefachim high. So what's the halacha? You didn't put any walls around this platform. You just build this platform in the middle of the sukkah. Again, you have a nice big wall, a nice big room. The sukkah is tremendous. Could be 20 amas long by 20 amas long, and it's 25 amas tall. So it's a pasul sukkah now. So in the middle of the sukkah now, you build the platform there. That the platform by itself is like a reshus yochid. The platform by itself is yud tefachim tall, and it's 7 in the mashu by 7 in the mashu. So now, why should it be kosher? So Rabbi the Rebbe Abaye thought to say like this: good asik mechitzta. The halacha by Shabbos we say good asik. That means mechitzis. Once they have a mechitzah going up 10 tefachim, good asik says it goes up to the shemayim. We look as if the mechitzah shoots up. Let's say here you have the platform here. Now in all, it's 10 tefachim high. So all four sides is called the mechitza. Like this side is called the mechitza, here's the mechitza, here's the mechitza, here's the mechitza. On all four sides of the platform, since it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it's called the mechitza. If I say good asik, I say these mechitzas go straight up. So it comes out now that if you're standing on top of this platform now, it's a kosher sukkah. Because from the floor of the platform until the schach is less than 20 amos. I, where's your mechitzas? Yes. Say the sides of the platform shoot up. So merely you have mechitzas now on all three sides of the platform. So therefore, if you eat on top of this platform, Abaye thought to say, it's a kosher sukkah. So Rabbi Lameima, good asik mechitzta. We said the sides of the walls shoot up. Amalei Rava, Rava said no. Ve'inon mechitzas hanikar reis v'lekam. I tell you the difference between the lochas of Shabbos to make a reshus ha-yochid and the lochas of making a sukkah. Why is Shabbos true to make a reshus ha-yochid? Avida mokum is different. Then the Rishus HaRavim, like people don't go there, that's called the Rishus HaYochid. See, even though you don't see the Mechitzas, we say good Asik makes as if the Mechitzas are there. But there the Yikavot is, since the platform is 10 Tefachim high, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. But for Hilchus Sukkah, you have to have a Mechitzas that you could see. A Sukkah means you have to have three Mechitzas there. And here, Lamais, you can't see no Mechitza. If you're standing on top of this platform, you don't see no Mechitza. You fall off the platform. There's no Mechitza there. But since you don't have any Mechitzas that are any Nikaras, it's not called the Kosher Sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, what about Noitz Arba Kondisin? You put up four sticks at the corner, you make like a chuppah. On the four corners, you put four sticks. Vesicha Chagabon, and on top of like a chuppah, you put schach on top of it. You don't have any real walls there. You just have four sticks standing up on the four corners, and you put schach on top of it. So what's the locha? Is Rabbi Yaakov Machshir. Rabbi Yaakov says a kosher sukkah now. The common person, the common say no, it's possible. So now, one shot to say Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher is because the Bible is like a Tzuros HaPesach now. You have now a stick here, and the schach going on top, so the Bible is like a Tzuros HaPesach makes it into a mechitza. I will soon see. Now, Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this, Machloikis, where's this Machloikis? If you have your four sticks standing up, and you have the schach on top of it, is only a Sfas HaGag. We're talking about a Vada where it's on top of a roof, and on the four corners of the roof, that's where you have your sticks, and you have the schach on top of it. I say the Rav Yaakov Sava Amrina Gudasik. That's not a svara from Tzuros HaPesach. That's not the reason why it's good. It's only good, Rav Yaakov, because you say Gudasik. In other words, since it's on top of a roof, you have the sides of the house, the walls of the house, it's called the Mechitza. So we say, look as if the walls of the house shoot up. So it goes straight up on top of the roof, and it hits the schach. So therefore, if you're sitting on top of the roof, you have four walls around you, and you have the schach on top. It's what says kosher. That's Trang of Yaakov. That's Sov Armina Gudasik Mechitza. For Rabbon and Sav, Rabbon and Hold, like we had before, like Rava said, Lo Yarmina Gudasik Mechitza. No, for Hilchus Sukkah, Gudasik is not enough. If you're sitting on top of this roof now, Lamais, you don't have any visible Mechitzas. You can't see any Mechitzas there. Either there's a Lumbish or Gudasik. We look as if the walls of the house go up. That's not enough, Hilchus Sukkah. So that's what Rav Huna wants to say. Avo Bien Sagag. Let's say you have these four sticks in the middle of the roof, not on the side of the roof. In other words, if it's in the middle of the roof, it would be the same halacha like on the floor. You can't say gudasik. There are no mechitzas around the side of the sticks. Is then the Huna said, Divrei Yaakov Psulim. Everybody holds this puzzle. In other words, just to make wools out of Surah Pesach, for sure it's puzzle. Just the fact you have a stick coming up, and a guy going across, and a stick coming down, a Surah Pesach, even though it's good for mechitzas, for a Shur Sayach, it's a good mechitza, you can make an error that way, but again, to make a sukkah, for sure, this is not kosher. That's what the Huna wanted to say. It's not even Rabbi Yaakov, is only matter by good asik. Good asik is better. But without good asik, if it's in the middle of the roof, then you would say it. Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said no. Rav Nachman, no, I'll tell you, b'yemtza hagag machloikis. No, the machloikis is even in the middle of the roof. Even when you don't have good asik, you don't have mechitzas on the side that can shoot up. Mama should just have these four sticks in the middle of the roof. Not on the side of the roof, near the walls. It's in the middle of the roof. Still, Rav Yaakov holds his kosher. So according to Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov holds that Surah Sapesach is kosher for the walls of the sukkah. Since you have one stick coming up here, and another stick at the end coming up, and you have the tzchach on top of it, it looks like a Surah Sapesach, that's enough to make a kosher a sukkah. So Rashi learns a little different, not so much as Surah Sapesach. Rashi says, Rav Nachman Omer b'yemtza hagag machlokes v'yedei hakondisim because of these sticks Rabbi Yaakov machshiro ukegoin shein rochav tefach. We're talking about each stick, the four sticks, is wide, a tefach wide l'chol tzideim, all the sides d'ikas shein mechitza tefach mitzafon odorim v'shein mechitza tefach mimizroch l'marav v'chol achas v'yakas l'chamon. So that's Rabbi Yaakov's for, not so much as you say Tzuras HaPesach, but rather since each stick is wide, a tefach, he holds the tefach is also called the mechitza. If you have four tefachim, like on all four sides, a tefach each way, that makes it if you have four mechitzas there, it's a kosher sukkah. That's Rav Nachman Svara, according to Rav Yaakov. But with Halacha, we don't hold like this. Mervaita, Iboilihu. What's the pshat according to Rav Nachman? The Yemtza Gag Machlokes is the whole Machlokes only in the middle of the Gag. Whether you say this new Svara of Rav Yaakov, since these four sticks are wide a tefach, that's enough to give it a shei mechitza. Abul al-Svasa Gag, but let's say the four sticks are on the corner, the edge of the roof. Then maybe Divri Hakok Sheirah, then even according to Chavim, maybe it's kosher according to Rav Nachman, because it's on the sides of the roof. Then you say good asik mechitzas. You say the sides of the wall of the roof of the house shoots up. So maybe everybody holds this kosher. I do, maybe no. Bein mezu machlek is tekel. According to Rav Nachman, it could also be no. He's just saying that Rav Yaakov is mekel even where the four sticks are in the middle of the roof. But who are them when the four sticks are at the edge of the roof? It could be, according to Chumim, still it's possible. And the swirls like we had before. Like Rabbi said, that by Sukkah, the only time the walls are kosher, if you have walls that you could see. It has to be Mechitis Anikaris. But here, that you have these Dalad Kandisa on the four sides, even though you have Gudasak also, there are four sticks coming up, Amamash, on the four corners of the wall, of the roof, and you could say Gudasak, the side of the walls, it doesn't help you though. Since you don't see it coming up, it's still possible. So we're going to bless by Tekum. And Halacha, that's the way we pass. We pass in Avada, neither of these things are good. We held Halacha, Sukkah is only kosher if your mamash have to have two gezunta walls, and the third wall has to be Lisa Tevach. Tevach. Shh. Neisvei. Noya Dalet Kondisin Bioritz. Have a kosher now. Halacha, let's say you put your four sticks in the ground. Vesichach Agabon. And you put Tzchach on top of these four sticks. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir. So who is the riot to Rabbi Nachman? It's right, Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir, even though you don't have any good asik. It's not on top of a roof. It's not on the floor. On the floor, on the ground, you put four sticks on the four corners. And on top of the four sticks, you have Yitzchak. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. The Chama Paislin. So the Mar of Oretz, here it's on the ground. The Kibemsa Gagdomi. It's like Mamash in the middle of the Gag. You don't have the mile of good asik here. It's not on the side that you have the walls of the house coming up. There's no house there. You're on the ground. The Komasha Rabbi Yaakov. It's Yufta, the Rav Huna to Yufta, and Echnami. There's a Kasha on Rav Huna. Here it's Mash McClaw that Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that not only is good asik, you don't need good asik, it's enough just the Dalad Mechitah, these Dalad sticks by itself is enough. The way Rashi learns, since each stick by itself is wide a Tefach, that's enough to give it a shame like four Mechitahs on the four sides of it. The Yoid, like tomorrow now, another Diyik, the Chura, the Aladisik should come out, maybe, the Emso de Pligi. So, oh, Machlaik is why there are Boron arguing of Yaakov, because the four sticks are like in the middle, there's no good asik there. Abul Asvasagag, let's say the four sticks, are mamish on the four corners of the roof, maybe then Divri Hakok Sheira. then according to everybody, even the Chum will hold this kasha then. Because then you say good asik. If you have the walls of the house to shoot up by good asik, maybe the Rabbanan are also maskim there. Then it'll come out, Leimat Yavat Yusuf Rav Huna Batati. It comes out, we're slugging up Rav Huna in two parts. That Rav Huna said, Rav Yaakov is only machshir when you have good asik. That we slugged him up. Here we see Rav Yaakov holds his kosher even though it's on the ground. There's no good asik. And secondly, Rav Huna said that the Rabbanan argue, when you say good asik, still it's possible. Maybe here, no, by good asik is kosher. So Gemara says, no, Omelach Rav Huna, Rav Huna will answer you, you can't slug me up in both parts. I tell you, pligi biem sagag, who are the nasvasagag? I tell you, the rabbon and laloch hold both are no good. Whether the four sticks are in the middle of the roof, or whether they're on the side of the roof, both cases are no good. With good asik, without good asik is no good. I behind them a kamiflagi biem sagag, why is the machlekes then? Why do the rabbon only say the shita, where the four sticks like are on the ground, where there's no good asik? Is l'adiyach ha'kech of Rabbi Yaakov. It's come to teach us how far and strong Rabbi Yaakov holds. Now, Rabbi Yaakov's shita is the afilu b'yemtz agag nami machshir. Rabbi Yaakov holds, even though these four sticks, our mamash are sticking up out of the ground, that there are no walls at all. You don't have any mechitzas of the house. Mamash on the ground in your backyard. You put four sticks sticking up, and each stick is wider tefach. Rabbi Yaakov's shita is that's kosher. If you have four sticks, and each stick is wider tefach, that's called like four walls. That makes the kosher. That makes the schach and the sukkah kosher. That's why it says the machloek is this way. It's only the Chiddush in Rabbi Yaakov. For the Chum that say it's possible, it could be in a lochville like that, that it's possible whether the four sticks are on the ground, or whether the four sticks are on top of the roof, at the edge of the roof. Even though we could say good asik, but the good asik only helps Hilchos Shabbos. When you want to make a mechitza different to divide up between this mishus and that mishus. But by sukkah, we have to have emesim mechitzas, you have to be able to see the mechitzas, good asik also doesn't help. Tana Rabbonin. Noyats arba kundisin biyoritz. You put your four sticks in the ground. Vesichach agabin, and you put schach on top of them. Rabbi Yaakov Oymer, Rabbi Yaakov says like this. Royin, let's see. Kol shilu yechokakum. Now these sticks right now are round sticks, Rashi says. Round sticks. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you know when it's kosher, only if we look as if this round stick, kol shilu yechokakum. We have to look as if we can hollow out this stick. Vyechokum, and then we'll divide it in half. You have right now this round stick. You have four round sticks. What you have to do is really, you have to be able to have inside the circle a square of a tefach by a tefach, and then you split the tefach and tefach in half, and you make as if one tefach comes this way, and one tefach comes that way. So in other words, that's called a good sukkah, according to Rabbi Yaakov, where you have on all four sides, one, two, three, four. Now this wall here has one tefach this way, one tefach this way. That's like Dumin. You have two tefachs here. You have two tefachs here. Two tefachs here. That's a kashra sukkah according to Rabbi Yaakov. So the chiddush is, even though right now it's a round stick, we look as if we could hollow out the stick and make it look like a triangle-like. As if to say a tefach will come this way, and a tefach will come out that way, that's called the Dumin, it's kashra. Is nidun mishum dumid. It looks dumid means like two. It looks like two amudim, two sticks, with tefach, this way, tefach that way. V'yim lav, and let's say it's not wide enough to do that, then any dun mishum dumid. Then the sukkah is possibly according to Rabbi Yaakov. It doesn't have a shame dumid, it's not called a wall. Shoy Rabbi Yaakov oimer, diyum de sukkah tefach, a chiddush, that the dumid, to give it a shame wall by sukkah, it's enough if you have the poles to be a tefach wide. The Chomar Mechom say no. Ashiyo Shtayim Kilchoson O Shlishas Afilo Tefach. That's the Lochem. And the Lochem is that by Hilchos Sukkah you have to have good mechitzas. You have to see the mechitza. So you have to have two mechitzas that are kosher. That means two mechitzas have to at least be seven tefachim by seven tefachim. The third mechitza, we'll see later in the Gemara, we dash in a posik, the third one is enough just a tefach. But the first two, the Rosh Hashtayim Kilchoson, Piyara Kol Asukkah. Along those sukkah, you have to have a good mechitza. Over rochba echad orkoi v'yechad rochba. For there's one this way and one coming straight down. That's how the two mechitzas have to be good. The yashlishis on the third side, that's a fil tefach. Tochi agmar rachmon lamoishim esina the b'shlishis sagi lo betefach. That will see later with Ashen Apostle, aloch lamoishim sinai. So the third mechitza is enough, just a tefach. Right. Usheino gvoya asar tefachim. The Mishnah says what? Let's say the schach is not 10 tefachim high, so it's possible. So the more we know him, how do we know this yisoid? How do we know if the schach is not 10 tefachim off the ground, that's the possible sukkah? How do we know this? So So Marv, what's supposed to say Itmar? We learned like this. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva. These four Amroyim. Masnu, they learned Bekula Seid the Moyed. Now, that Kol Ki Hai Zuga, Chalufa Rabbi Yochanan, Omaile Rabbi Yonison. Whenever you have it Seid the Moyed, that these four Amroyim set something together, you should know we have to take out Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't belong there, but put in Rabbi Yonison. It's four with Rabbi Yonison, not with Rabbi Yochanan. But they said like this. Oron is Tisha. The Yoron in the base of Migdash, Yoron in the base of Migdash, was 9 Tvachim tall. The Pasuk says it was an Amma Umachza. And an Amma is 6 Tvachim, so it's 9 Tvachim together. The Kaporis Tefach. The Kaporis, the covering on top of the Yoron, was another Tefach. Harei Kan Asara. So mainly you have now the Orin with the Kaporis is 10 Tvachim tall. Oksiv, the Pasuk says like this. For the Arati Lecho Shama, I'm going to meet you there, Hashem told Moshe. In Arati Lecho Shama, for the Barta Itcho Mial Kaporis. I'm going to talk to you from atop of the Kaporis. So Hashem is going to come atop of the Kaporis. But Tanya, we learned, we have Yesi Yomer, Mei Oilom Lo Yorda Shechina Lamata. The Shechina never came down to this earth, never came down to the ground. For Lo Yolom Moshe V'Eliyo Lamorim. And Moshe Rabbeinu Eliyo Anovi never went up to the Shemayim. Shenem Mar Apostik says, HaShemayim Shemayim Lashem. The Shemayim belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Yoris Nosan of Nayodim. This world was given to Nayodim. So, the Mela, what we want to prove is that it says that the Shekhinah spoke to Moshe from on top of the Kaporis. So it comes out on top of the Kaporis is not called on this world. Why isn't it called on this world? Because something 10 Tfachim above is not called part of the ground. Mashma less than 10 Tfachim is called part of the ground. It's not called Rishus by itself. But once, like on top of the Kaporis, was 10 Tfachim tall, it's called above the ground. So you see, a shear of 10 Tfachim is a shear to give it a shein like a new Rishus. So if you have a sukkah that's yud tfachim inside, it's a svara then, the schach on top is called like a different shus. It's called inside a sukkah. But once it's less than yud tfachim, it's still like bottle to the ground. It's not called a shus by itself. So that's the raya. You see here that the Shekhinah never came down on this world, on this earth. I, the Shekhinah came down to the Kaparis. It's a raya. Since the Kaparis was yud tfachim above the ground, yud tfachim is called the chashav ashir. Less than yud tfachim is not called the chashav ashir. All right, we'll be mamshach tomorrow. We'll see more of the way out from here.